Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine. Question: How do I get over feelings of loneliness? New Era Response. Overcoming feelings of loneliness may seem impossible, but you can overcome them. Remember that even Jesus Christ suffered loneliness when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. See Matthew chapter 26, Mark chapter 14, and Luke chapter 22. He knows how you feel. When you feel lonely, remember how many people love you and care about you. Know that you are a son or daughter of Heavenly Father, and that Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost will help you. Try looking for the good in your life, even writing it down. Remember that your family can comfort and support you. Church leaders and teachers are all there for you. And the young women or young men in your ward and good friends can be of great comfort in times of loneliness. Immerse yourself in service. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "I believe that for most of us, the best medicine for loneliness is work, service in behalf of others." Women of the Church, Ensign, November 1996, page 68. Go to the temple if possible. Find ways to serve your family. Serve others. They may feel as lonely as you. Every good thing you do for someone else will relieve the loneliness you feel. And always remember to pray. Christ has said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." John chapter 14, verse 18. Pray for help to overcome your feelings of loneliness. You can have the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost, and as you live worthy, He can be with you and bring you the comfort and divine love of Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father.
Response from readers. Turn to the Savior. When I feel lonely, I try to turn my thoughts toward the Savior. Christ, who was Himself despised and rejected of men, Mosiah chapter 14, verse 3, knows what it is like to be lonely. Not only this, but He knows us, you and me, perfectly. He knows what we need, and I know that as we strive to keep the commandments, we will be blessed and strengthened in our trials. Carrie O., age 17, California, USA.
Think about His hands. I too have felt alone much like you. In 1 Nephi chapter 21, verses 15 through 16, it says, "Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee, O house of Israel. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." These verses bring me comfort each time I begin to feel alone and feel as if I have no one to turn to. In them, Christ is explaining that He knows everyone personally and will always remember us. You are engraved in His hand, and He thinks about you always. Jonathan H., age 18, Arizona, USA.
Pray for the Holy Ghost. At times I have feelings of loneliness, but the assuring words of the Savior that He will never leave us alone and that He will never leave us comfortless are genuine assurances. He has given us a constant companion, the Holy Ghost, to be with us whenever we are worthy of His companionship. Pray for the Spirit, and He will comfort you. Tafadzwa M., 23, Zimbabwe.
Be in the world and not of it. I found myself feeling lonely at times, but I try to remember that the Lord is always with us and will be with us, even during life's trials. I find that saying a long and sincere prayer, telling Heavenly Father how I feel, and asking for comfort brings great joy and relief. Meredith B., age 15, Queensland, Australia.
Know that you are a child of God. It is common to feel loneliness in the world we live in today. Satan wants us to feel like no one is there and no one cares. I pray, read the scriptures, and ask for priesthood blessings to comfort me. God loves us so much. He never wants us to forget that we are His sons and daughters. Ginia S., age 19, Utah, USA.
Remember, you are never alone. You are never alone. Pray to Heavenly Father for the Spirit to comfort you. Read the Scriptures and count your blessings. Be with your family and get to know them. You'll thank yourself later. Keelan F., age 16, California, USA.
Turn to others. Whenever you feel lonely, pray to Heavenly Father and ask for comfort. Also talk to your parents and tell them how you feel so they can help you. It is also good to keep a strong relationship with Heavenly Father, family, and friends. Then you know somebody will always be there for you. Erica W., age 12, Utah, USA.
Think positively. When I feel lonely, I ask myself, have I prayed and read my scriptures today? If I have not, I do that right away. I know that Heavenly Father can and will help me if I ask. I pray to Heavenly Father to help me not feel so lonely. I count my blessings and try to think positively. Also, I find that when I serve others with all my heart, I am really not alone, and I can make a difference in other people's lives. I feel that I have a purpose in life and that I am never alone when I am on the Lord's side. Anna P., age 14, Ohio, USA.
Make friends with your parents. I handled this feeling of loneliness by first turning my heart to God. I spent more time reading scriptures and praying in order to have a better relationship with the Lord. As I did this, I was blessed to have a better friendship with my parents. I needed God's guidance to open my eyes, and the lonely feelings disappeared as I got closer to others and my Savior. Hillary O., 17, Arizona, USA.
Start a new friendship. I would suggest you go and talk to someone and say a prayer to go along with it. It could be someone you know or someone you've never met before. Try to learn more about the person. Try to be a friend. Also, give the person a chance to get to know you, and it might help him or her as well. Andrew P., age 13, Utah, USA.
Sidebar. Turn to Heavenly Father. In order to be tested, we must sometimes face challenges and difficulties. We feel abandoned, heartbroken, alone. If you find yourself in such a situation, I plead with you to turn to our Heavenly Father in faith. He will lift you and guide you. He will not always take your afflictions from you, but He will comfort and lead you with love through whatever storm you face. President Thomas S. Monson, Looking Back and Moving Forward, Ensign, May 2008, page 90. Next question. My older brother isn't active. When I invite him to church or ask him not to swear, he gets upset. How do I let him know that I want him to come back to church because I care? Send your answer and photo by April 15, 2012. Go to newera.lds.org. Click Submit Material and then select Questions and Answers. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A, Invite Brother, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of the section, Q&A, Questions and Answers.